Paddy, tell me about the old church down there in Carrickard.
The Church of Ireland?
Yeah.
There was an old church there before that. It was a church, but during the time that the people put up that monument in commemoration of Lord Leitrim, that would be Charles Birmingham, Robert Birmingham, there was an old church there, you know, with a bell on the end of it, but that church went up about the same time as the Presbyterian Church and the Catholic Church. Maybe there were just a few years between the old lot, you know, 120 or something odd years. But there was an old church there then at that time, and that's when that headstone went up, you know, the cross. And the Presbyterian Church, they weren't known, but it was built out here at that time too. The Presbyterian minister of that day was the name of Buglass, and that was the centre out there. They still have it there. He died out there, and then he had a son, James, died in Ruffo. He was a Presbyterian minister. But there were a lot of ministers down here, down the years now, if I can remember back as far as right. And I don't remember Vance, he was here 40 years. And then there was a man called, not White, was it? No, Murphy. He lived for a while in Oak Castle before he had come to here to live down in this rectory. He was a Protestant minister, and he used to keep, this was the land all over here, he kept sheep in that, on it, I was told. So anyway, that church down there would be built around the same time as the chapel in Carrickard, you know. That chapel was built because the old chapel in Umla, the tide was coming up that far, and was encroaching on the building.
Right, so...
And they suggested building a new chapel. Now, they were 20-odd years building that chapel, and they were a while at it, and they went out of money, so there were a lot of money then sent out to America to complete it, you know. And they completed the chapel. And there never was no money, and never was in debt, you know. It was paid for. But a lot of stuff came out of America in those days to subscribe towards it, you know. Then once Monsignor McLaughlin came here, he was from Ballyshannon, he tore the inside out of it, he sold the statues and candlesticks and tore the altar out of it, and the porches and all, made a complete and utter hems of it, you know. It was a shame and a disgrace, you know.
Yeah, he made his own rules, like.
And made his own rules and yeah. Didn't listen or take dictation from nobody, you know. But which was very, very sad, because you go into the very old cathedral and nothing ever was touched.
No.
You know.
So it lost a lot of character with the old stuff, you know, being
rooted
out. There
were a lot of jewelry. Well, this man here, Father Charlie Byrne, he came here and he brought it all back, you know. Another thing is in his mind is to bring the altar the way it was, you know, it's facing down the chapel. But there was one thing over there after he came here, I don't know how long he was here, and I says to him, Mrs. McCloskey down here had run a wee factory, that was the old doctor's wife, and she bought Stations of the Cross, that were what you call this modern day art, hammered into copper. And they took down the big paintings, and they put these cowboys up on the wall, you know. And anyway, I said to Father Charlie Byrne, you know, I don't know as anyone around the Stations of the Cross, but I would remind you of what was happening, or what did happen. And I says, the paintings were down in a shed, and I says, why not get them put back? Well, he says, they need to be touched up. Well, I says, get them touched up. He says, it'll cost money. Well, I says, anything anything artifacts in the chapel that has to be repaired or fixed, people will always pay. And he got them all done, they cost about €400 a time down in Limerick.
And to clean up and prepare.
And put them all back again in the chapel. And it's in keeping with the chapel, because they're very big.
Yeah.
And they're a wee cross from the top. And they were all hand-painted.
That was Shemeth, a good idea, Paddy.
Ah, Shemeth got around here, the undertaker, he says to me, and what'll they do with the other ones? Says, I, do you know what you'll do with them, Shemeth? I says, take them to the scrapman, I says. Yeah, the robbery, I says. Yeah, my God, people, I says, don't know a goddamn what's on them. You know, they'll hammer copper.
Yeah.
You know.
Punched, yeah.
They'll be all right in cities or in places where there'll be young people, but You know, it was a distraction for the older people that they stopped seeing the Stations of the Cross.
I know.
But, my God, these just suited the part, you know.
It did, of course.